Hello, my name is Ned, I'm 18 years old, and I'm an ordinary guy. The only thing that sets me apart from the others is my older brother, Caden. He's a millionaire. Cool, right? Our adventures will be my story. Caden had prepared a surprise for me last vacation. He called in the middle of the night and told me to start packing. Within an hour, we were already on a plane. I had no idea where we were going. My brother is very fond of setting up pranks, so I was kinda worried. He even paid the flight crew to play along. Where are we going? And why does the booklet say the pilot's name is Jack Sparrow?
Oh, you're talking about Captain Jack Sparrow?
Oh, you're unbearable.
But I'm taking you to the Caribbean.
You're joking me again, right? Surprisingly, Caden wasn't joking this time. We really landed in Cuba. A rented yacht in Cienfuegos Marina was already waiting for us. My brother didn't want to take the crew with him, so I was sure that it was a trip for two. I pictured us sailing in the Caribbean like a couple of pirates. But on the way, two of his friends joined us, and I realized that I was just brought along for company. This was a typical weekend for my 33-year-old brother, but I wasn't used to this kind of thing. I already felt like a kid at a grown-up party where they let you try alcohol while mom wasn't looking. Only instead of alcohol, there were beautiful women in bikinis whom Caden was trying to introduce me to. We traveled southwest along the Caribbean coast. After a day at sea, the alcohol ran out and Caden decided to restock on the island of Cayo Largo. His friends and four of the models disembarked to go swimming at the famous local beach. When it came time to ship out again, it turned out that they had rented rooms at a local hotel and would not be continuing the journey with us. I don't understand how someone could trade a yacht for a hotel room.
You'll understand when you're older.
I'm already an adult.
Really?
Excellent.
Then I'll talk to you like a man. There are 10 girls left on the yacht. That means each man chooses 5 for himself. Agreed?
I didn't quite understand why we had to divide up the girls. Why couldn't we just talk with all of them? But I pretended to agree. I really wanted my brother to consider me as an adult and an equal. Now it was our adventure and I wanted to spend more time with Caden. Hey kid, can you open the champagne for us? I can, but why don't you ask Caden? Caden already opened champagne for us today. We want you to open it. It's like they were trying to embarrass me. I was blushing down to my fingertips. They all kept holding out their glasses for more like there was nothing else to drink on the yacht. They wouldn't let me go, and my brother seemed to have deliberately left to go up to the helm with other girls. Oh, could you put some sunscreen on me? It's so hot here. I didn't even have time to agree before a line of girls in bikinis lined up around me. I took the sunscreen and squeezed some into my hand, but still couldn't bring myself to touch a girl's back. I had never gone so far with girls before. If this was my chance, I was afraid to mess it up. Suddenly, there was a piercing scraping sound. The yacht tilted dangerously and everything fell to the floor. I barely kept my balance. Wish I could say the same for the girls in their heels. I was rushing to their aid when I suddenly heard Caden yelling from the helm.
Hold on to something! We've run aground!
I instinctively grabbed the handle of a cabinet door. The girls grabbed onto me. Never have so many lives depended on me. I started thinking about me heroically saving the girls from the sinking yacht. At that moment, my brother patted me on the shoulder, and I snapped out of it. The danger had passed, thank goodness, but we had gotten stuck aground near some uninhabited island. I started asking Caden what we were going to do now, but he was drunk and wasn't really concerned with the fate of the ship.
Nonsense. I've already called the rescuers. They'll be here tomorrow.
Tomorrow? We'll be here all day?
What are you worried about? The fish? They have plenty of food and alcohol. Take the girls to the island.
But it's uninhabited.
So make it inhabited.
What an idea. As if the models would prefer to spend time not on a luxury yacht, but on a wild beach. Apparently, I wasn't the only one angry with Caden. I didn't know exactly what kind of island it was, but there were definitely no people there. We tried calling for help, but no one came. Just iguanas. It was time to be a hero again. Lizards were coming out of nowhere and annoying the girls by demanding food. I had to buy them off with our provisions. I informed the girls that I had dispersed them all, which had a significant effect on my reputation. By the evening, I had become more popular than Caden. We chatted all night. I told them all the horror stories I knew, then we started playing Truth or Dare, and the girls told me all of their secrets. When we had finally drunk everything we had, they began daring each other to make out with me. Morning came, and I fell asleep totally happy. I almost screamed out of surprise. Where did he come from? Why was he smiling? I immediately jumped to my feet.
What? Are you tired, young man? They are many, and you are one.
What are you talking about?
Well, you were shooting a film, right?
What movie? We crashed and are waiting for rescuers. How did you get here?
By boat, with tourists. I'm a tour guide.
But this is a deserted island.
Right, deserted. This is Iguana Island, a very popular tourist destination. I hope you didn't harm the iguanas. It's prohibited by Cuban law.
I was shocked. So, this whole time we were on an island that crowds of tourists were visiting every day? Then why didn't the rescuers arrive immediately? It was in their best interest to protect the iguanas from us. With this question, I went to Caden, but...
What rescuers? Aren't we on Cayo Largo? Where are the girls?
Caden hadn't even called them. I've never been so ashamed of my older brother, but at the same time, I had a lot of fun. So, which one of us is the adult? Thanks to old Liam for taking us and the girls on his tourist boat. This adventure brought us so close that several girls left me their numbers. This really happened to me. That's all. Thanks for listening.
Hi everyone, I'm Chris. I'm always surrounded by beautiful women, and guys envy me because I have a dream job, but I'm not a rock star or a Hollywood actor. I just sniff girls for money. I'll give you the rundown of how I do it. My story began the moment I failed my college entrance exam. I walked home not knowing how to deliver the bad news to my parents. Along the way, I took a flyer from a guy who was handing them out. It suddenly occurred to me that I might end up handing out flyers too. For a whole week, I was depressed, spending time on the computer, drinking Coke, and eating chips. I finally decided to pull myself together. I opened a job search site and started looking. I ended up signing up for an interview at a pharmaceutical company. At the time, I only had a vague idea of what the job might be. When I Googled it, I found out that I might have to stand on a conveyor line and inspect an infinite number of batches of tablets as they travel along it. Fun! The next morning, I arrived at the company office. I was asked to fill out several questionnaires, then a standard interview. They became interested in my medical record, especially the point about me possibly having hyperosmia, an increased sensitivity to smells. When a person has hyperosmia, they can smell better than other people. So they offered me an interesting job with a probationary period. The position was called a deodorant tester. My task was to smell jars of aromas and describe the smells. I would say things like, "This fragrance contains notes of green tea, like the air on the plantations of Sri Lanka after rain." In the end, I was considered a suitable candidate, so I got the job and was in heaven from then on because I and five other colleagues with the same ability had to sniff the armpits of beautiful girls for hours at a time. It's impossible for a machine to replicate the human sense of smell because people ultimately evaluate the result. So, a human tester determines how well deodorants mask the smell of sweat depending on weather, physical activity, time of day, and other factors. For 24 hours, the girls were put through training worthy of astronauts. They swam in the pool, ran on a treadmill, lifted weights, were exposed to different temperature conditions, slept, drank a lot of water, and tried different foods. After each activity, it was my turn to do my job, because I had to check how effective the deodorant was at repelling sweat and how its scent presented under different circumstances. After a test, I would fill out a report, and I felt like a superhero with super smell. At first, it was awkward for me to sniff strangers. It embarrassed me a little. But when the women standing in a row with raised arms would smile at me, I realized this was my dream job. I was smelling this one girl, and she kept putting her arm down because she was ticklish. I tried to raise her arm to smell it again, and she just laughed. Her laugh was so contagious. That's how my girlfriend Samantha and I met. My work felt like a party, and I thought I had found my calling. My friends who got into college were jealous of me. They would constantly ask about my work, where I was always surrounded by beautiful women and got paid a high salary. What could be better? Of course, sometimes my girlfriend gets jealous, but it's a job and nothing more. The job of my dreams. Where do you work? What is your dream job? Write it in the comments.